Melody Time. Some pearls and parables for you here at the beginning of the day. Each year, thousands of people come to the conclusion that life isn't worth living. Some take poison, some jump from bridges or apartment houses, while others resort to firearms. Are these people right? Is life worth living after all? Life is not worth living if you live only for fortune. Jay Gould, the multimillionaire, said, "I'm the most miserable man in this earth." Ivan Kruger, wealthy head of the world's largest monopoly, committed suicide. Life isn't worth living if you live it only for fame. Stephen Foster, composer of Old Black Joe, Swanee River, and other plantation songs, died a drunkard's death at the age of 38. Edgar Allan Poe, famous poet, drank himself to death. Life isn't worth living if you live only for power. Napoleon died a lonely, horrible death on the isle where he was exiled. Julius Caesar was assassinated. Mussolini was executed. Life isn't worth living if you live only for pleasure. After years of pleasure, Robert Burns wrote, "Pleasures are as poppies spread. You seize the flower, the bloom is shed." But life is worth living if you live for Christ. The educated Apostle Paul said, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." The uneducated Jerry McCauley, the river thief, found such joy in living after he started to live for Christ that he established rescue missions to tell the good news that life is worth living when it's lived for Jesus. Yes, from all walks of life, people have found that a life for Christ is a life of joy. Colossians. Wherever that gospel goes, it produces Christian character, and it develops it as it has done in your own case from the time you first heard and realized the amazing fact of God's grace. You learned these things, we understand, from Epaphras, who is in the same service as we are. He is a most well-beloved minister of Christ and has your well-being very much at heart. As a matter of fact, it was from him that we heard about your growth in Christian love, so that you will understand that since we heard about you, we have never missed you in our prayers. We are asking God that you may see things, as it were, from his point of view, by being given spiritual insight and understanding.